I was in Toronto, I guess, for 13 years, and then I was in Ottawa before that. So I went to school in Ottawa and then started working at the CBC in Toronto in my mid-20s, and then was there till my mid-30s, and then thought I was coming to Creston for a year on my maternity leave and to help my mom move, as my dad had passed, and it was just it was a great transition moment, I thought. And then what happened was we never left. My husband's mother started to decline with dementia, and she was in Burnaby. So there's a two-year wait list to get into a place in Burnaby. So we got onto a list in Creston for one of the care homes here, and, you know, 2 months later, there's a spot for her. Two moms, two kids, and we can both work remotely at this stage of our career. So we got sucked into the Kootenay-Creston vortex. 90% of what I do, I can do from anywhere, and then I just had to be on location for shoots. So that meant, you know, three or four trips to anywhere in Ontario, Toronto. Like, basically, I still worked in Ontario. And that was hard because it wasn't what I had anticipated. I love working with people. I love, I didn't plan on working remotely. And I actually don't like traveling for work. Just like I didn't like traveling to see my family, it's actually unsustainable. So the silver lining of COVID for me is that it hastened something that I really already knew I didn't want to do anymore and was fundamentally unsustainable for me as a person, for the planet. Like, it's stupid. It's stupid to be traveling for work, going, you know, across the country when you can do it in other ways. The timing couldn't be more perfect. So as COVID, you know, grounded me in ways that I'm very grateful for, I started talking to Eleanor Stacey, and we were talking about something entirely different, actually, and then she brought this up, and it was just, okay, this is a chance to reframe where I work and how I do what I do. And so having the year to actually reframe and reset my professional location has been, it's just, in terms of, like, timing, it's amazing. When I was growing up here, I was born in Creston, it was just almost, it was a given that if you wanted to do something, you had to leave. Like, that was just the way it was. And there was also sort of a, like, there wasn't a sense that you could pursue a lot of things here. I think you can now. I think you can now. And actually, it was just this, it's a mental decision more than anything. I honestly didn't make that mental decision that I can do what I do here until 2020. So I would like to explore series production here. So what I have observed, and I think it's kind of a characteristic of the Kootenays, is that it's just full of world-class talent, people working individually on their passion projects and also just truly world-class pieces of art, but they do it as individuals. I want to explore, could we make a system, could we make a team that turns these one-offs into longer-running series? And the reason why I want to do a series versus like an indie film is I want the opportunity for long, multi-season work that not only is profitable, but also gives people and this area to develop the mastery that comes from repetition, repetition, repetition. One-offs are really amazing, but they, on some level, they're not sustainable. You'll, like, as an individual, you can spend, to make a film, it's 3 to 5 years of your life, and it's a very small group of people, and then you usually haven't made enough to live off of if it's a one-off. I would really, really like to use this residency to explore something more systemic, something with more production, something that allows for our area to develop mastery through repetition. My objective is to build a system whereby my own content gets produced, but far beyond me, many, many more. Before, the framework was, you know, Muhammad had to go to the mountain. And I think it's what's changed is the mountain can come to Muhammad. Like, you don't have to leave here you may have to be creative, you may have to be clever, but you have to do that anywhere. And fundamentally, if you're willing to work hard, anything's possible. I'm looking for my A-team here.